David, your thought on today's win here at Windsor Park?
Delighted with the 3 points, the outcome. That was the main focus of today. I thought we started the game really brightly. We opened them up two or three times and didn't capitalise on some of our good play. We got done after scoring the first goal with what I thought was a poor decision. You know, the officials are saying to me that his arm was in an unnatural position, but if somebody's going to bang into you from behind, you know, of course his arm's going to be in an unnatural position. Fantastic free kick by McCartan, which again he's more than capable of. But credit to the players again, they found a way to win in the second half. Fantastic ball from Kirk and, you know, Shane in where he should be. You know, over the years it's been Andy Waterworth in and around between the sticks scoring important goals for us. Today it was Shane. I think that, again, the pleasing thing today, and again, I've said it before, that our medical staff and sports science team have to take an immense amount of credit. We had a near enough, apart from Kyle McLean, who's obviously long term, to have the players back in and around available. Two of our more experienced senior players coming on, and Andy Waterworth and Jamie Mulgrew today, just to try and get us over the line. So I think that was pleasing when you turn around the bench today. We obviously had others who didn't come on. Niall Quinn, who's been exceptional for us, Navid, Connor Pepper, and Christy Menzinga. So we had good options on the bench today.
2 weeks in a row, Chris Johns, a late save point, saving or earning saves.
Yeah, again, you know, people, when you come to Linfield, again, there's lots of times and lots of minutes in the games where basically the time just runs, where Chris doesn't have to do anything. But he's been brilliant since he's been here. People will sort of say, well, he's maybe could have done better in a couple of little things. But again, brilliant lad to work with. His focus and concentration has been exceptional. And again, when needed today, as he did last week, and as he did in some of the other games, you know, he's made crucial saves at crucial times. And I can't speak highly enough of Chris. I think he's, you know, a brilliant lad, somebody who loves training, loves playing. And, you know, comes to training with a good work ethic. He's obviously from good stock. His dad was a, you know, experienced rugby international. So he comes back and he's fully focused on his job. And what pleased us probably most today was when he needed to make a big save, he was there to do it.
Two other players caught my eye today. I know Kirk got the man of the match, but I thought Hockey, first goal of the season, thought he was very solid all over. And I thought Matty Clark, you know, again today, really, really caught the eye today.
I think we had steady performers today, all the names that you mentioned. Again, there was two or three times that Matty Clark put brilliant balls across the goal, and again, we didn't capitalise on. Some of the Clarkies got the improvements in Clarkies sort of all-round game when he gets into the final third, about sort of picking out the right pass, and I think he picked out a lot of right passes today, and we just weren't in the right position to go and score the goal. But, you know, the team as a whole have to take, you know, a huge amount of credit for the last number of games that they played. It's not easy. We're trying to get over the line. Ballymena certainly made it difficult for us, as they're going to. They're fighting to get into the top six. We're going to have the same next week at Glenavon, a team fighting desperately to get into the top six to give themselves the best opportunity of getting European football for next season.
It's all about keeping the feet on the ground at the moment, isn't it? Because, you know, today's win capitalises on other results this week, and we now need three more wins, but the next one is the most important, isn't it?
Yeah, again, tough game down at Moranview. We've had good and bad experiences at times down at Moranview. But again, the players, you know, they're well drilled, and, you know, they understand that we're certainly not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. I'm not going in after any of the games and high-fiving everybody to sort of say, well, yeah, we understand where we are in the league and we understand what it's going to take to get us there. But again, you know, the players, especially the more experienced players, they've seen they've done it. You know, they're not going to, you know, get too excited and get too ahead of themselves just yet. But again, over the course of the next sort of 2-3 games, if we do our jobs properly in the manner I know we can, then we'll see where we are after that.
Great result today, and obviously all the best for the week ahead, and another huge game against a team with a lot to play for, Glenavon, next weekend.
Yeah, we look forward to it, Andy.